Now let's go back to our three little notes, this triad, and see if similar musical transformations can yield us musical equivalents. For example, the interrogative transformation, does Jack love Jill? How do we turn that triad into a question? Well, one possible way would be to use our modifier principle, that is, chord equals adjective, you remember, which will provide the Jill note with an adjectival chord that is questioning and unresolved. And that would give us Jack loves Jill, maybe. Or Jack loves Jill. Or Jack loves Jill, I wonder. In any case, that irresolute last chord functions as a question mark, changing a declarative sentence into an interrogative one. Does Jack love Jill? Question mark. Okay, now what about the negative transformation? That's easy. Syntactic change of the love note from the major third to the minor third, thus plunging the whole triadic structure into the minor mode and yielding the sad sentence, Jack doesn't love Jill. And to make the combined transformation of negative plus interrogative, we simply combine the two musical transformations, and it comes out, doesn't Jack love Jill? Question mark. And so we could go on with similar triadic variants through all eight derivations, but I'm sure you get the point.